Zena, I'll always love you.
Forever who you are. Don't change a thing. Because you're perfect. You sway gently in the breeze. In between my dreams, it kind of makes me nervous.
Welcome everyone to Zena and Uber's podcast, aka XNU. My name is Cass and I will be your pod host. Also, welcome back to those of you who have been following the podcast so far. We're now up to episode number 15. Well, I have to tell everyone some interesting tidbit of my life. I recently had my birthday. No, I'm not going to tell you how old I'm at, because that's an ancient secret. But I'm going to tell you that it was quite an interesting birthday. I have to honestly admit that. Quite an interesting birthday. And I have to, if anything, I have to say that I, well, not survived it, but I'm going to say it was a great birthday because God let me survive it. Because it was a very unique birthday, I must say that. I mean, first and foremost, everybody knows you hate to have to get up and go to work on your birthday, which of course I did, you know. Oh, pity me. But anyway, I went to work and my partner brings me a morning chai latte to wake me up. And that was a very special treat. And she brought me lunch, so I was getting spoiled on my birthday, as one should. And, you know, on the way home, she had taken me to work, so on the way home, once again, I'm getting spoiled. We just happened to have a very exciting day, because we got in a car accident. So, you know, that was quite a turn of events for the day. And we had dinner plans that night to go out with one of my best friends, and we kept those dinner plans. You know, it wasn't a really bad accident, but it was enough that it wrecked the back end of her car. And so needless to say, my endeavors to keep my lovely partner happy were to the extreme. But her car is going into the shop now as we speak. We went up to my best friend's place and wound up going out for dinner. And it just so happens that we were having to go to the show. And as whiplash, I don't know if many of you have had whiplash, but once the initial shock and adrenaline wears out of your body, whiplash is a tendency of the muscles to stiffen up and get very sore. So by the time 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock started to roll around that evening and we're having dinner, the migraine is starting to set in from the headache. And we're both starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable. But, you know, stiff upper lip, as one would say. We're going to go and watch this show. So we wind up going in it, and it's a surprise. It's a flamenco show, which in itself would have been quite interesting. But if anyone knows anything about flamenco dancing, it's a lot of thumping when they slam their, you know, heels like a Spanish tap dance. And each time they stomped, it was like a shrill through the migraine. So by the time the show finished, it was a lovely show, don't get me wrong, it was a beautiful show. But by the time we finished and we said our goodbyes and drove home, both of us were just really, really not very happy campers. And I decided to give my brother a call because we both share the same birthday, but 2 years apart, and wish him a happy birthday. Made his day, so he was quite happy, and we sang happy birthday to him like two complete idiots that we are. And I decided I'm going to call my parents now, because I live in a different time zone than my parents. I always call them. And my mother's question to me was, why are you calling so early? And I turned around and was shocked, because here I am saying, Mom, I'm going to call you because I can, and it's because it's my birthday. And at that point, all I got was, oh my God, my mother forgot my birthday. So needless to say, it was a really great birthday, and I'm so glad it's over with. I gotta be honest with you. I'm just to the point of, can we just like skip this one and go to the next one? You know, I'll lie, I'll say I'm older and just Hey, I don't mind. I'm not vain. I'll take an older, birthday. I'd have no problem with that. But it's over. It's done with. I've survived by the grace of God. And I'm just like, please let this one be over and done with really quick. But anyway, I have a question for everyone out there. I have actually not a conquest. Let's see. I have a need for some help. I'm going to put it out there. This is, you have to admit when you need help. Well, I'm buckling in here and I'm saying, I need help. I am trying to research a story that I would like to read on the podcast. Now, do you think I could find the story again? Not to save my bleep bleep, editor's bleep. I can't find the story out there and I need some help. So I'm asking you, the listener, to help me. Now, the excerpt of this story is along the premise of Ephany or Eponin, I'm not really sure which one of them, escorts Xena and Gabrielle to the secluded or secret or queen's retreat, queen's hut, whatever it is, that's along either in a forest or in a mountain, by a mountain, secluded mountain area. And it's surrounded, that's all I can remember part of it. And the royal guards stay away from where the palace are to give Xena and Gabrielle their privacy as it's their honeymoon, their wedding night. So Xena and Gabrielle are, you know, romantically just head over heels in love with each other, as one would be. And as part of a wedding gift, Aphrodite and Athena decide that they're going to give a present, and without the other one knowing. So Athena gives Gabrielle and Xena a wedding gift, and so does Aphrodite. The wedding gift is a love potion, a love-making potion, or making love potion, that's been poured into their stew, soup, whatever you would call it, that's been cooking on the fireplace. Now, because Aphrodite didn't know that Athena put it in, and Athena didn't know that Aphrodite put it in, it's double the potion strength, so to speak. Well, Xena and Gabrielle, in unknowingst, can't get enough of each other, and they wind up making love continually, and they can't stop at all. So, the next morning, when they, of course, are sore beyond sore, can barely walk, not going to ride, and they can barely sit, Athena and Aphrodite appear to them and tell them, you know, we wanted to give you a wedding gift, but they didn't realize that the other one had put it in, and they were so sorry, and yada yada. So that's a certain section of the story that I could only, you know, recall, because that was so funny to me. And I need you, the listener, to help me find the story. And I know somebody's out there has read this story. Somebody's got to, because I know I'm not imagining it. Because if I did, then I'm going to write the story. But I need someone out there to, if you know the story, know the title of it, know where it's located, please, please send me an email with it so I can get the permission and then I can read the story on the podcast. Because I think everyone will really enjoy it. Well, there's an excerpt for you, so everybody must enjoy it because you've got an idea of it now. So, you know, if you can, do me that favor, I'd appreciate it. Well, that's enough of my life, now that you know that that's happened to me and you know where I'm going. We're going to give you a brief recap of the last episode and then get right on into this one. So, without further ado, here is Provenance by Debbie Bathurst, and we're up to episode 15, or chapter 3 and 4. When we last left off, Rain finally agreed to a date with Lark. Lark picked Rain up at her home, and Rain had invited Lark in for a drink. That's when Lark got to see her first photo of Rain's ex, Karen, who had died, as we would know. She questioned Rain about this, but Rain avoided the question and suggested that they head on off for dinner. Over dinner at a fondue restaurant, they got to know more about one another, and they found out their parents knew each other and what they liked and what their hobbies were. That Lark was an only child and Rain had two brothers. And Lark told her of her hobbies, you know, that she liked to go shopping and she desired to have children. And Rain admitted to the same thing. And when Rain told Lark her hobbies, Lark admonished her on saying, what, does she have a death wish, living her life so dangerously by her hobbies? Seeing that she was uneasy about it, Lark invited Rain out on a second date to a carnival with Brandon, Rain's nephew. So that's where we left off, and we continue on now with Provenance. Chapter 5. Lark's knees weakened from the kiss Rain placed on her hand. It's not where I wanted Rain's lips, but at least a woman kissed me. She takes my breath away. Lark thought dreamily as she finally steadied her frail extremities and stared into Rain's deep blues. I'll be expecting your call. Lark spoke softly and smiled, staring into the eyes that melt her heart. She was disappointed, but it was a beginning, and that's all she could ask for from Rain right now. Oh, here's your jacket, she offered when she remembered she was still wearing it, and reached to hand it to Rain. No, it's okay. You can give it to me tomorrow, and that way you won't be cold on the ride home. Rain offered with a smile and opened the door for her.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Lark giggled and climbed into the limo. Rain closed the door and Lark quickly opened the window. She had to see those alluring blue eyes one last time.
Have a good evening.
Lark smiled, her green eyes sparkling in the moonlight. Same to you. Rain grinned and watched as the limo slowly pulled away. She turned her head to watch Lark and waved when she looked back at her. She sighed and lowered her head when the limo disappeared down the road. Why didn't you just ask her to stay? She inwardly questioned and looked down the darkened, abandoned road, regretting her decision to not ask her to stay. She entered the villa and tossed her keys on the table. She picked up the phone and punched the numbers into it, holding the device to her ear. Hey, Holly, she flatly greeted.
Hi, Rain. Are you okay? You don't sound too good. Did your date not go very well?
Holly worried by the tone in her voice that the date wasn't what she had hoped for. Holly fired off the questions quicker than Rain could respond, but she managed to interrupt her. No, Holly, it was absolutely wonderful. I had a great time with Lark. She's fabulous. Rain admitted and smiled as she thought back on the lovely evening and walked down the hall towards her room.
What's wrong, then? You sound kind of down.
Oh, is she there and you can't talk about it? Holly chuckled when it dawned on her the reason she might be so quiet and evasive. No, she's not here. Rain laughed and sat on the edge of the bed. I'm all right. A little disappointed with myself for not asking her to stay. But I'm fine. Thanks for being so concerned. She answered and began to take her shoes off.
Well, what happened? Why didn't you ask her to stay? I thought you said the date went well.
Holly inquired, intrigued and confused by what was going on. I'll tell you about it tomorrow, okay? It's late and I don't want to think about my reasons for not asking her to stay right now. I would just like to enjoy the afterglow of the date. Know what I mean? Rain asked and lay back on the bed.
Sure, I understand.
Holly entered and knew it was Rain's polite way of telling her to back off and shut up. Hey, what do you have planned for Brandon tomorrow?
Nothing, why?
Well, Lark invited us to a pediatric AIDS benefit carnival tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure he could make it.
Trust me, even if we did have something planned for him, do you think he'd pass up an opportunity to hang out with his aunt and his favorite actress?
Holly questioned incredulously and chuckled.
His favorite actress?
Rain asked with a laugh, surprised by the comment.
Yes, he has deemed her his favorite actress since he saw her at your place. I guess she had some kind of an effect on him, she laughed, as did Rain.
He's not the only one she's made an impact on. Rain added with a chuckle and smiled happily as she thought about how Lark made her feel. I'll come by in the morning to pick him up. I'm not sure what time the event is, but I imagine it's in the early afternoon.
Sounds great. I'll make you a huge breakfast and you can tell us about your date, Holly invited and chuckled.
I knew you wouldn't let that one slip by you, Rain laughed and added. I'll see you in the morning, and be sure you make some blueberry muffins.
You got it. Sleep well.
Holly agreed with a chuckle.
You too. Bye.
Rain replied and clicked off the phone. She sighed and laughed, thinking about how Holly wasn't going to let the details of her date with Lark go without explanation. She rolled onto her side and picked up Lark's card from the nightstand to call her. She blew out her breath in an attempt to calm the butterflies in her stomach, and waited for Lark to answer the phone. She may not be home yet, Rain thought, discouraged as the phone rang many times.
Hello? Lark replied, breathless, as she rushed into the house and picked up the phone. "Hey, Lark, it's Rain," she greeted and suddenly felt too restless to lie still in the bed. The nervous tension she felt when talking to Lark coursed through her. The woman had the same effect on her when she was in Rain's presence. She padded across the room to the French doors that led to her patio and opened them.
"Hi, Rain. I'm sorry, I just got in the house. Phew!"
she exclaimed inside to calm her labored breathing from running into the house. She had heard the phone and hoped that it was Rain, but had a hard time opening the door in such a rush. "Oh, sorry, well, take your time and catch your breath. I can call you back, or you can..." Rain offered and was interrupted by Lark.
No, I'm fine, as long as you don't mind me breathing hard to catch my breath."
Lark giggled and quickly thwarted her attempt to hang up. "Oh, I don't mind listening to you breathe hard, Lark," Rain commented before she could think about what she was saying.
"Shit,
what the hell was I thinking by saying that?" She wondered, flustered by the woman on the other end of the line, and slapped her forehead, hoping it would knock some sense into her. Lark was stunned and moved the phone away from her ear, staring at it. She covered the receiver and excitedly voiced,
"Yes!"
from the comment. She knew by the playful sexual innuendos they exchanged at dinner and during their walk that Rain was very interested in her. She truly believed that she could make a lasting impression on the dark-haired beauty if she would only agree to a date with her, and finally that happened.
"Well, you certainly take my breath away,"
Lark casually chuckled, tossing her purse on the couch. She kicked off her high heels and headed down the hall to her bedroom.
I spoke with Holly, and she said that it would be okay for Brandon to join us tomorrow."
Rain changed the subject, as she didn't know what to say in response. She was so flustered by Lark.
"That's great,"
Lark enthusiastically answered, and opened the door to her bedroom.
"Oh, my God!"
Lark replied, stunned.
"What? What's wrong, Lark? Are you okay?"
Rain worriedly asked, hearing the tone in Lark's voice change.
"No, I'm not,"
Lark answered, stunned, as she looked at her bed.
"Is someone there? I'll be right there. Hang up and call the police."
Rain anxiously informed her and rushed to put on her shoes.
"Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you, Rain. I was shocked to see that Elaine had cleared off my bed,"
Lark told her apologetically.
"Why would Elaine be cleaning off your bed, Lark?"
Rain defensively and jealously asked. She had a sneaking suspicion that maybe Elaine lied to her about a relationship with Lark.
"Do I hear a tinge of jealousy in your voice, Ray Donovan?"
Lark flirtatiously asked and grinned wickedly as she sat on the edge of the bed. Rain was silent, and she smiled sheepishly, admitting in a low tone,
"You got me, lady. I admit it. I was jealous."
Rain laughed and walked back to the door to the patio.
"Don't be. She's like a sister to me. She was just doing me a huge favor by cleaning off the mound of clothing I had there when I was trying to find an outfit for a date. You're the object of my desire,"
Lark informed her, feeling a tingling sensation from Ray's admission, and was surprised that Rain said that to her.
"Really?
I didn't know that, but it's good to know,"
Rain teasingly answered and smiled broader, feeling warmth consume her from Lark's admission. She grinned happily as she stared out over the darkened ocean, enjoying the feeling that Lark elicited whenever she spoke to her. She knew exactly how Lark felt about her. It was hard not to, as she had made her feelings very clear.
"That doesn't scare you away?"
Lark tentatively asked and hoped it wouldn't.
"Not at all,"
Rain softly answered and blushed. She sat in the patio chair and propped her feet up on the railing, wiggling her toes in the cool ocean breeze.
"I'm happy to hear that,"
Lark answered and smiled, her heart racing faster.
"What kind of cologne do you wear? I love the smell of it,"
Lark asked and breathed the scent in from Rain's jacket.
"It's Curve. You like it, huh?"
Rain asked and chuckled.
"Yes, very much. I don't think I can give you your jacket back, though. It smells too good."
Lark giggled and pulled the large coat around her, pretending as though it was Rain wrapped around her.
"Oh, so that's where you're getting a whiff of my cologne."
Rain laughed and ran an absent hand through her dark hair.
"Yes, I still have it on. It makes me feel close to you,"
Lark admitted, smiling. She didn't want to hold anything back,
Even if she wanted to, it wouldn't work, as the comments just flowed from her mouth without any thought or hesitation. I was thinking the same thing about you, Lark, as I sit here looking out over the dark ocean, and I hear the waves gently lap against the shore. It makes me think of our walk earlier, and how much I would like for you to be here. Rain replied in a low, sultry tone, staring off in the distance. She decided to let her heart speak for her feelings of Lark, and she wanted the alluring woman to know just how interested she was in her.
"Well, someone didn't invite me to stay," Lark teasingly laughed.
Rain chuckled knowingly and replied, "Yes, that's my fault. I should have suggested it, and I apologize. I'll have to issue you a rain check," Rain coyly offered and smiled.
"An offer I cannot refuse. And when might I cash in that rain check?"
Lark flirtatiously asked. "Soon. Very soon," Rain voiced softly.
"I look forward to it,"
Lark purred into the receiver. Rain blushed and chuckled. "So, where is the benefit tomorrow, and what time is it at?" she asked, changing the subject. If she didn't change it quick, she would have to hang up and take a cold shower from all the bantering.
"It's at a park down in Key Biscayne at 1 p.m.,
Lark informed her, disappointed that she changed the subject. "Okay, well, do you want to meet us over at my place and then we can head down south? It should take us about an hour to get there from here, counting in the traffic delays that I'm sure we'll encounter."
"That sounds like a plan. I'll be there at noon to pick up my 2 dates. I hope you don't mind, but Elaine will be going with us, too. She always goes on public appearances with me."
"No, not at all. I'm cool with Elaine as long as she doesn't have any romantic interest in you," Rain answered, and didn't feel as insecure or jealous about Elaine as before.
"None whatsoever. Trust me when I tell you that, Rain,"
Lark answered adamantly, and felt a tingle in her spine that Rain was being somewhat possessive towards her in regards to Elaine. "Your word is good enough for me." She was happy that she heard that from Lark and believed her. "So, what should I wear?" she casually asked and stood up.
"Shorts and a t-shirt are fine. It's a carnival outdoors, so everyone will be dressed casually,"
Lark informed her. "Great. I like parties that are casual." Rain laughed and walked back into the bedroom. "Well, I'll see you at high noon, then."
"I can't wait,"
Lark excitedly replied.
"Sweet dreams, Lark,"
Rain commented with a sly grin.
"Oh, I'm sure I will now that I spoke to you before heading off to bed."
Lark teased and smiled wickedly, thinking of the dream she would be having of Rain later on.
"Same here, Lark Morgan,"
Rain sexily answered and laid on the bed. She rolled onto her side and rested her head in her hand.
"I had a great time this evening, and I look forward to tomorrow. Good night,"
Rain softly told her.
"Me too. Good night."
Lark answered, smiling, and sighed when she clicked off the phone. She dropped the phone on the bed and looked up at the ceiling, lost in her thoughts of Rain.
"She makes me so hot,"
she proclaimed and quickly headed to the bathroom for a cold shower. Rain clicked off the phone and her hand dropped to the bed. She smiled giddily as she thought back on their wonderful evening and the phone conversation. She looked forward to their date the next day. She noticed a magazine on the nightstand with an article of Lark in it that she had picked up a few days before. She placed the phone on the bed and reached over, grabbing the magazine. She put it on the bed before her and looked at the blurring picture of Lark.
"What is it about you, Lark Morgan, that drives me so wild? Could it be those gorgeous green eyes, that sexy body, or that fabulous personality?"
she asked the picture as if it would answer her.
"I think it's a combination of all of them. I love the way I feel when I'm with you. There's no denying that."
Rain smiled and lay back on the bed. She closed her eyes and stared at the mental picture of the woman who had just managed to capture her affections. She had a warmth and a wondrous sensation coursed through her as she drifted off to sleep with an attractive blonde actress, heavy on her mind.
"What the hell?"
Elaine stated, stunned to see the sight before her when she entered the house.
"Lark, what are you doing up at this hour? I can't believe it! Are you really Lark Morgan?"
Elaine teasingly asked as she approached the dining room table where Lark was sitting.
Oh, stop it!
Lark blushed embarrassed and playfully slapped her friend's arm.
I can't believe that you're out of bed before noon, Lark. What has happened to you?
Elaine suspiciously asked and sat down.
I have the benefit today, Elaine.
Lark smirked and placed a piece of toast in her mouth.
Yes, I know that's why I'm here. I thought I would have to drag your sorry sleepy ass out of bed to make it on time.
Well, I asked Rain to accompany me there along with her nephew. Lark blushed and scrunched her shoulders up from tingling sensations she had every time Rain's name was mentioned.
I see that your date went well, and that she's had a positive influence on getting you out of bed.
Elaine chuckled and laughed when Lark joined in.
I would love for her to have a positive impact on getting me into bed,
Lark added and laughed harder along with Elaine.
Oh, let me call Elizabeth and have her prepare 2 more credentials before you give me the details on the date.
Elaine replied and picked up her phone, quickly punching the numbers into her phone. Lark watched while Elaine placed the phone call and chuckled from the excited look she had on her face.
I'll have to tell you on the way because the limo's here. I called and asked that they come a little early than scheduled, seeing as how we have to be picking Rain and Brandon up.
Lark informed her with a chuckle and stood up, grabbing her purse from the counter along with a piece of toast.
Damn! I don't even have time for breakfast!
Elaine added and followed Lark out the door as she struggled to hold her paperwork and the phone.
You can have my other piece of toast, Lark offered as they exited the house.
Oh, you are too kind to me, Lark.
Elaine sarcastically quipped with a laugh as they walked towards the limo.
Okay, I'll keep it then. Beggars can't be choosers.
Lark teasingly giggled and moved the toast to her mouth.
Give me that, Elizabeth!
Elaine exuberantly greeted when she heard the woman's voice on the other end and snatched the toast out of Lark's hand. Lark laughed and climbed into the limo, followed by Elaine.
Auntie Rain, is it true that we're going to a carnival with Lark Morgan?
Brandon jubilantly asked when he practically attacked her as she entered the house. She laughed and picked him up.
You got it, little man. She promised that you would have a blast there.
She informed him, smiling, and carried him towards the dining room.
Oh, yes! This is going to be so cool!
He excitedly smiled and looked at his aunt. He placed his small hands on her cheek as she looked at him.
I am so happy that you and Lark are getting to be better friends.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
She chuckled and tickled his ribs, laughing harder when he squirmed in her arms.
You're killing me! Stop, please!
He laughingly pleaded.
Only if you tell me that you didn't eat all the food your mama is making for breakfast.
Rain teased and laughed.
I didn't, I promise.
He swore and held up his hand as a promise of his oath.
Okay, well I'm hungry, so let's eat.
Rain chuckled and led him towards the table.
Hey, Holly.
She smiled and kissed her on the cheek.
Old man.
She taunted her brother and smirked when she looked at him.
Tell me again why you invited her, Holly?
He sarcastically asked and looked at his wife.
She's your sister,
she commented sardonically and looked at him with a sly grin.
Yeah, we've been trying to get rid of her for some time, but she's like a loyal stray. She keeps coming back.
He answered, laughing.
Well, stop feeding her, she added, snickering. Oh, you two are really funny. Did it ever occur to you that I come around because I feel sorry for the two of you?
Rain countered jokingly, with a laugh, and sipped her coffee before her.
I'm sorry you have such silly parents, Brandon, but you can be safe in the knowledge that you have a wonderful aunt to make sure that you grow up normal.
Rain teased as she looked at Brandon.
Yeah, they're all right for parents.
He laughed, glancing at them, then looked back at his aunt.
I'm going to go watch Toons until you're finished eating. Hurry up, okay? I'm ready to go.
He encouraged and climbed off her lap.
Well, isn't he pushy?
Rain laughed and watched him skip over to the TV to watch the cartoons. She turned back to the table.
Did he eat already?
She asked and grabbed the muffin from the plate.
Yes, and we'd like to thank you for getting him so riled up.
Holly sarcastically replied and buttered her muffin.
Hey, what can I say? I have to keep this family on their toes.
Rain jokingly commented and stuffed her mouth full of the muffin and grinned.
Come on, give us a scoop, Rain. We have to know how the date went last night.
Holly eagerly encouraged, staring at her sister-in-law, and waited for her to answer.
I would say it went well if you two are going out again today.
Shane mischievously smirked and looked up from his plate towards his sister. Oh, it went great. I really had a fantastic time. Rain smiled exuberantly.
That's wonderful, Rain. But why did you sound so down on the phone last night, then?
Holly questioned, still confused by her demeanor the previous evening.
Well, when I spoke to you, I was disappointed with myself for not asking her to stay. I wanted her to, but I didn't want her to. Does that make any sense?
She asked with a silly grin and hoped she was explaining herself.
I suppose, but if you explain your reasoning a little more, then maybe I can tell you if you're completely lost it or not, her brother suggested with a smirk.
Normally, I would have just cut to the chase and done the deed with my other dates, but I didn't want that to be that way with Lark. I wanted our first experience to be special, and not just to have sex with her for the sake of it,
Rain explained sincerely.
Oh, that's so sweet,
Holly gushed and felt her eyes watering. She slapped her husband's arms when she saw him roll his eyes.
You'd be wise to take a hint from your sister, mister,
she warned and pointed at him as he and Rain laughed.
Besides, I was nervous as all hell,
Rain sheepishly admitted and laughed. When I'm with her, she does something to me, and I lose control of my composure. Rain grinned radiantly.
It sounds like you're pretty smitten with this woman, Rain.
Shane observed from what she told them, and from the look on her face, he had never seen her so happy.
Completely. She's so intriguing, vibrant, sincere, stunning.
Rain snickered and raised an eyebrow in appreciating for Lark's beauty.
And real. She's everything I've ever wanted in a woman, and then some.
Rain smiled, infatuated with the woman. She stared at her plate, lost in her thoughts and feelings for Lark.
That's fantastic, Rain,
Holly enthusiastically replied, and brought Rain out of her reverie.
So, she's not some self-absorbed celebrity, then?
No, not at all. In fact, she loves to shop, which is good news for you,
Rain sarcastically informed her and snickered.
Are you insinuating that I like to shop? You must be mistaking me for someone else,
Holly teasingly protested.
Yeah, right. I have the bills to prove that she's the one you're referring to,
Shane jokingly commented and playfully blew his wife a kiss.
She's into traveling, writing, reading, and she loves children,
Rain excitedly told him and felt a tickle in her stomach when she spoke of Lark.
Wait, you had the children talk with her on the first date?
Shane asked, surprised and shocked.
Yeah.
Why?
Rain asked defensively.
You don't have the children talk on the first date,
he informed her, shocked that she had discussed it with Rain.
Oh, really? Mister, I want you to be the mother of my children on the first date. That is the person I'm talking about, right?
Holly countered accusingly and looked at her husband questioningly. Rain chuckled under her breath and held her hand to her mouth to conceal her smile. She couldn't wait to hear her brother squirm out of this one. Shane looked at his wife and grinned. He gulped the lump in his throat and looked at his sister.
Like I said, talking about children on a first date is wonderful.
He changed his tune and laughed with the others.
You sissy,
Rain teased and laughed harder.
I'm surprised you didn't haul ass when that topic came up, Rain, he stated, grinning.
Yeah, I was surprised myself. So strange.
Every time anyone else brought up the topic, including Karen, I felt trapped and I couldn't get out of the conversation quick enough. But not with Lark. I felt so at ease with her and the conversation was so right. I'm afraid I might be looking into all of this too much and too quickly. I mean, we only mentioned to one another that we love children, but it felt so right discussing it with her. The effect she has on me scares me. I want to be with her, but when I am, I feel like a silly little schoolgirl. Rain admitted with a grin and looked at her brother. He glanced over his wife and back to his sister. He knew what was going on with his sister and this woman. It was written all over her face.
She's in love with her. I knew it.
He thought confidently and replied,
Don't fight the feeling, sis. Follow your heart and be yourself with her. I have a feeling you are holding back with her. I know how you like to conceal your true emotions, Rain.
I know, it's just frightening for me to lay my heart on the line again, but it's too late. She's captured it, and I don't know what I would do if it were broken again.
but I can't go back now. The feelings I have for Lark are far stronger than the ones I've ever had for Karen, and if I'm holding them back, it's because I'm trying to keep from being hurt again. She explained sincerely.
I know, hon. Just take it slow and get to know her better. Hopefully she feels the same for you and your heart won't be broken again. You've got to take a chance on love again, Rain. You know you can't live in the past and close that wonderful heart of yours any more than it already is now. Holly touchingly encouraged and patted her hand comfortingly. Rain looked at her, smiling knowingly, and replied, Thanks. She turned when Brandon tapped her on her shoulder.
I think it's time for us to go, Auntie Rain, he suggested and looked up at his aunt.
Rain looked at the clock, then at him. Yes, we got to boogie, buddy. Go get your helmet and jacket, she instructed and smiled.
Yes!
He excitedly shouted and ran off to retrieve the items. Rain, Holly, and Shane laughed as they watched him run off. I should have him home by early evening, Rain informed them, smiling, and rose from the chair. Have fun, they suggested and looked at Brandon as he ran back.
You behave, mister, Holly warned, looking down at her son.
Oh, I will. Auntie Rain will kick my butt.
He laughed as he put his jacket on. The group headed out to the driveway.
You be careful with my son on that motorcycle, Holly cautioned worriedly.
Mom, come on. I'll be fine. Besides, Auntie doesn't live that far away,
Brandon responded with a grin. Give your mama a kiss and I won't worry so much, Holly suggested, smiling, and leaned down.
There you go, Ma.
He giggled and kissed her.
Bye, Dad.
He smiled and kissed his father, who had knelt before him. Bye, son. Be a good boy. He smiled and patted his back.
Always, Dad.
Brandon sardonically grinned and followed Rain to the motorcycle. He put his helmet on and tightened his straps as his aunt did the same with hers. Rain placed him on the motorcycle in front of her and started it up. Brandon waved enthusiastically towards his parents as Rain slowly steered the motorcycle down the driveway. Hold tight, she firmly stated. Holly and Shane waved goodbye and watched as they headed off down the street. Rain took the non-busy back streets to her house and took her time, as she was more cautious than normal because of Brandon being on the motorcycle. Rain's heart fluttered when she noticed a limo parked in her driveway and saw a Lark standing by the door. She waved as she steered the motorcycle up the driveway past the limo, stopping in front of the garage door. She shut the engine off and helped Brandon off the motorcycle. She climbed off and chuckled as she watched Brandon rush up to Lark, who had started to walk back towards them.
Hello, Lark. I'm Brandon. My aunt forgot to introduce us before.
He jubilantly greeted and held his small hand out to her.
Well, hello, Brandon. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Lark giggled and leaned over to shake his hand.
I've seen all of your movies, and I really love them. You are my favorite actress.
He enthusiastically informed, looking up at her as she stood upright.
Thank you. I appreciate you being such a big fan.
Lark smiled and looked up at Rain. Her mouth dropped when Rain removed her helmet and tossed her dark hair side to side as she approached.
I'm sorry we're late.
Rain apologized and leaned down, placing a soft kiss on Lark's cheek. I hope she doesn't mind, Rain thought inwardly of the kiss, which just came instinctively to her. When Rain's lips brushed her cheek, it caused a million sensations through her.
I think I'm early, she replied finally, flabbergasted by the gesture.
I'm going to put the motorcycle in the garage and toss our jackets inside. Let me have your jacket, buddy, Rain asked, looking down at Brandon and holding her hand out. She took the jacket from him and looked at Lark, smiling. I'll be right back, she commented and headed into the villa.
Come on over, Brandon, and meet my agent, Elaine,
Lark suggested and coaxed him towards the limo. She grinned happily and fanned herself as she approached the limo. Elaine had stepped out and stood next to the car. She looked at Lark and smiled.
Did you see that?
Lark mouthed, completely blown away by the kiss that Rain bestowed upon her. Elaine grinned and winked as Brandon approached the car.
Hello, Brandon.
Elaine smiled sweetly.
Hi, nice to meet you.
He smiled and reached out to shake her hand. Elaine chuckled and shook the hand offered.
Same to you.
She giggled and stood upright as Lark stood behind him.
He's quite the heartbreaker,
Elaine whispered to Lark.
He gets it from his aunt.
Lark chuckled along with Elaine.
Are you sure he's not her son? They look like they could be mother and child.
Elaine observed, surprised by the uncanny resemblance of the two.
I asked the same thing and thought the same thing, but he's her nephew.
Lark giggled, happy that he wasn't her son. They all looked over at Rain when the garage door opened. Brenda jumped into the limo as the women intently watched her. Rain had removed her leather jacket and smiled as everyone looked at her. She grabbed the motorcycle by the handlebars and pushed the bike into the garage. Elaine looked at Lark and reached over to close her mouth that was agape. Lark looked at Elaine and sighed, arching an eyebrow in appreciation.
Don't make it look so obvious, honey,
Elaine commented quietly through her smile.
I can't help it, Elaine. I love the way she looks in tank tops and shorts,
Lark answered, looking at her friend.
Her muscles are so toned and sexy, I can barely stand it.
I know, but you're drooling all over yourself, and it's not something that a self-respecting celebrity like you should be seen doing.
Elaine teasingly laughed as Lark playfully slapped her arm.
Is everything all right?
Rain asked, oblivious to the conversation, and wondered what was going on from the looks on their faces as she approached, stopping next to Lark.
Perfect. Just waiting on you,
Lark answered with a grin.
Hi, Elaine.
Rain greeted and smiled.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Elaine chuckled, unsure of the time, and climbed into the car. Rain sent a tingling sensation straight to Lark's core when she placed her hand on the small of Lark's back, guiding her towards the car.
She has no idea how much that turns me on,
Lark thought, flustered as she took her seat. Rain climbed in and closed the door as the car began to move.
Hold up!
She called out and felt the car stop. Brandon, put your seatbelt on. You know better than that. She scolded and leaned over to where he was seated to help him put on his seatbelt.
I'm sorry. I was excited and forgot.
He apologized as he watched his aunt click the belt into place.
How sweet,
Lark thought admiringly as she watched Rain with Brandon.
Apology accepted.
She grinned and leaned back into her seat. She reached for her seatbelt and clicked it into place. She looked at Lark, who stared at her, and quickly snapped hers into place. Lark looked at Elaine and nudged her with an elbow to make her place hers on. Elaine groaned and did as everyone else did by placing her seatbelt on.
Elaine, do you think I could be in one of Lark's movies sometime?
Brandon quizzically asked.
Brandon!
Rain replied in a low warning tone. Lark giggled softly and waited to see how Elaine was getting out of this one.
Are you an actor, Brandon?
She asked with a smile.
I'm sure I could be,
he answered sincerely and confidently.
Well, I would have to speak with your parents to see if they would allow you to do something like that, okay?
She asked sweetly.
Okay, that sounds great,
he enthusiastically answered and wiggled his small legs that hung in midair off the edge of the seat. Rain lowered her head and chuckled at his precariousness.
I'm sorry.
She apologized softly and glanced at Lark sideways.
No problem. I could get him a part in one of my movies if his parents would allow it,
Lark offered with a smile.
Thanks.
That's sweet of you. Let's not mention it again. He might forget about it. Rain answered with a grin as Lark smiled in acknowledgement of the request. The ride down was filled with conversations about Lark's movies, mainly from Brandon's curiosity about them. Rain stared quietly and listened as Lark patiently answered all of his questions over and over again. She knew Lark had to be sick of the questions, but she didn't seem fazed by them at all. Rain enjoyed watching Lark, especially when she smiled. Her smile would definitely be the end of me, she thought adoringly and looked up surprised when the car slowed down. She lost track of time and location as she intently observed the conversation of the group.
Is there going to be a lot of photographers here, Elaine?
Lark questioned and checked out the area as the limo waited in traffic.
More than likely, Elaine answered and craned her neck to see how the scene looked.
Please tell me that they won't have a red carpet for me to walk down,
Lark asked, embarrassed by the fact she might have to. They didn't mention anything about that when they sent me the material, she informed her. I'll get out and grab the credentials for Rain and Brandon before you all get up to the front of the line. Elaine suggested and quickly climbed out of the car. Lark lowered her head and rubbed her forehead, irritated, then looked up at Rain.
I'm sorry, but there's probably going to be a lot of people taking pictures. I had hoped we wouldn't be bombarded by them, but it looks like I have to take the obligatory pictures.
Lark explained, regretful, as she looked ahead and saw the other celebrities being bombarded by the press. She had hoped it would be a small event without a lot of press coverage, considering the fact that it was in Miami, not L.A.
It's okay, Lark. Don't worry.
Rain smiled and comfortingly patted her leg.
Thanks.
Lark smiled appreciatively, enjoying the hand on her thigh.
Phew!
Elaine gasped when she jumped into the car and plopped into the seat next to Rain, with Lark moving towards the door.
Here are your credentials,
she offered and held them out to Brandon and Rain. They took them and placed them around their necks as the limo came up to the drop-off spot.
Okay, here we go.
Lark commented and climbed out of the limo when the attendant opened the door. She stepped away from the door and waved with a smile. She looked back to see Rain climb out with Brandon. Brandon and Wayne were shocked by the amount of fans screaming and the photographers taking pictures all at once. Lark saw their malaise and grabs Rain's hand. Brandon held onto Rain's hand tightly as the group walked away from the limo.
Miss Morgan, over here!
A photographer shouted and waved to get her attention. Lark moved closer to the photographer and posed for the picture. Brandon moved closer to Rain. She leaned down and picked him up when she noticed his nervousness. She stood behind Lark and waited as she posed for the pictures. She blew out the breath she subconsciously held for her uneasiness and smiled when Lark turned back to her. She held out her hand for Rain, who gladly accepted it and followed Lark into the event.
I'm sorry. Are you two all right?
She worriedly asked, looking at both of them.
I think he's a little nervous, Rain answered and patted his back comfortingly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon. The worst part is over, and now we can have some fun.
Lark smiled reassuringly and took him from Rain's arm when she saw him grin at her last statement. She grasped Rain's hand and led them away, stopping once they were further inside.
You didn't answer me, Rain. Are you okay?
Lark asked concerned, turning to Rain when she noticed how clammy her hand felt.
I'm fine. I was just surprised by all the attention directed towards us. I'm used to it being directed to the person I'm protecting.
Is it always this crazy when you make appearances? Rain inquired for future reference.
Yes, and sometimes more, especially if it's an awards show. I'm really sorry I placed both of you in that situation without explaining what to expect. It's a lot to ask of anyone, even if you deal with similar publicity in your job, Rain. I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Lark wholeheartedly apologized.
Thanks, but you didn't have to apologize. I guess it just bugged me because I'm used to having other agents around me, and I don't focus on one aspect very much.
Don't worry, though. I'll get used to it. Rain smiled reassuringly.
So, does that mean you'll accompany me on other public appearances?
Lark flirtatiously asked.
Of course, but I'll be more prepared next time.
Rain chuckled and winked.
I'm happy to hear that. Now let's have some fun.
She enthusiastically suggested and led them away. Brandon wore the group out as they chased him from one riding game to the other. Rain's arms were forward from trying to dunk the clown, the basketball shoot, and from the baseball toss. As it turns out, she had to win prizes for Brandon, Lark, and Elaine. They were all persistent that she win multiple prizes for them. The walk back to the limo was not as stressful for Brandon as there weren't as many photographers and fans as earlier. They patiently waited as Lark signed autograph and took pictures with fans. She smiled and waved goodbye, joining the group as they approached the limo. Rain grinned, watching Brandon proudly lead them towards the limo, protectively carrying the stuffed animals his aunt won for him. The driver cordially smiled and watched as the weird group plopped into their seats, exhausted by the day's activities.
"Did you have a blast like I thought you would, Brandon?"
Lark eagerly asked and smiled, looking at him, as he lined his stuffed animals up in row on the seat next to him.
"Yes, I loved it,"
he grinned exuberantly.
"How about you?"
Lark asked, smiling and looking at Rain.
"I had a great time," Rain answered with a chuckle.
"I heard they raised a lot of money," Elaine mentioned and leaned her head back against the seat.
That's great, and thanks for your monetary contribution, Rain. The gesture was very sweet.
Lark smiled gratefully as she looked at the object of her desire. No problem. It was for a worthy cause, and I was pleased to help out. Rain casually answered and smiled. Lark looked at Elaine and chuckled when she noticed she was asleep. Rain glanced over at Brandon, then touched Lark on the arm and pointed at him.
Ah, he's so sweet.
Lark commented and smiled, noticed that he was sleeping. That's not a bad idea. I think we all beat up and deserve a good nap. Rain suggested and leaned her head against the seat.
I'm always up for sleep.
Lark giggled softly and nestled her head against Rain's arm. Rain smiled and looked down at the blonde leaning against her. She enjoyed the woman being so close and placed her hand on Lark's leg, resting it there. Lark's heart skipped a beat, and she placed her hand on Rain's as she closed her eyes. Rain leaned her cheek against Lark's head and reveled in the woman's closeness. This feels so right. I can't believe I've fallen so quickly and hard for her. Rain thought and inhaled the strawberry scent from Lark's hair. She smiled and looked outside the window at the beautiful blue-green water as they crossed the bridge heading towards the interstate, finally feeling truly happy after so many months of heartache. Rain opened her eyes when she heard the window inside the limo move down.
Are we going to your home, ma'am?
The driver politely asked, looking back at her through the rearview mirror. Lark woke up and sat up, trying to gather her bearings. Rain looked at Brandon and saw that he was in a deep sleep. Would you mind if we take him home? I don't want to wake him and have to take him back home on my motorcycle. Rain asked, looking at Lark.
No, not at all. Just give him the address and we'll drop you off.
Great. The address is 1313 Southeast 13th Terrace, which is 4 blocks south of my house. Rain advised the driver and leaned back on the seat when he nodded his head in acknowledgment of the directions. Thanks. I really appreciate it. Rain smiled gratefully.
It's not a problem. Besides, I get to spend more time with you.
Lark answered, smiling. Very true. Rain answered with a snicker and looked up as they turned down the street. She watched as the driver pulled the car into the driveway and quietly moved over towards Brandon. Here, can you carry these for me? Rain asked and handed Lark the stuffed animals he had situated next to him.
Sure.
She smiled and accidentally bumped Elaine, who groaned from being brought out of her state of sleep.
Sorry.
Lark giggled quietly and looked from Elaine to Rain. Rain picked Brandon up and cradled him in her arms. She waited until Lark exited the limo and moved out as well. Lark cautiously guided her as Rain carried her precious cargo away from the car. Can you open the door, please? Rain asked as she stopped at the front door.
Should I knock?
Lark inquired and looked up at her. Nah, just open it up, please. Rain asked and entered the house when the door opened.
Ah, there's my baby.
Holly sweetly greeted and looked at her sleeping son. Rain smiled and looked at Holly, who averted her eyes to look at Lark, then back to Rain. Holly, this is Lark. Lark, this is my nosy sister-in-law, Holly. Rain sarcastically introduced the women with a sly grin from the comment about Holly. I'm going to take him to his room. Rain informed them and quickly headed down the hallway with her nephew. Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you. We've heard so much about you. Holly exuberantly greeted Lark with a handshake.
Same here, and I hope it was all good you heard.
Lark jokingly asked and chuckled nervously, hoping for the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Holly added with a grin and glanced over her shoulder when she felt her husband touch her.
Honey, this is Lark. Lark, this is Rain's brother, Shane.
Hello. It's nice to finally meet you, Lark.
He cordially smiled and shook her hand.
Same here.
Lark smiled, nervous and worried that she wouldn't make a good impression on Rain's family.
It seems that you made quite an impression on my sister and my son.
Shane commented with a smile and felt Holly jab him in the ribs with her elbow.
Well, the feeling is mutual, Shane. They are wonderful, and I really enjoy being around them.
She smiled apprehensively and looked over her shoulder when Rain appeared. She blew out a breath as she held and felt calmer at Rain's presence.
Okay, leave the lady alone, you two. We've got to go. See you later.
Rain hurriedly commented and quickly ushered Lark out when she saw how nervous Lark was with her family.
Oh, well, it was nice meeting you, Lark, and please come back soon.
Thank you for inviting Brandon.
Holly called out as Rain led Lark away from the house.
You're welcome, and it was great meeting you,
Lark replied with a smile. I'm sorry, I didn't think they would gang up on you like that, Lark. I should have never left you alone with them. I hope they didn't make you feel uncomfortable, Rain asked, nervous that she was upset.
I was nervous, but they are lovely people, and I was worried about making a good impression on them. I would love to get to know them better.
Lark admitted and smiled hopeful as she looked up at Rain. You made a good impression on them by being with me, and trust me, you'll get to know them better. They'll drive both of us crazy until we do something with them. Rain informed her and laughed, as did Lark. She held the door open for Lark, who climbed into the limo, and Rain followed behind her. The ride was short, and both women regretted having to say goodbye. Rain exited the limo, as did Lark.
Oh, I forgot. Here's your jacket.
Lark leaned into the limo and retrieved the jacket. She stood up and looked at Rain with a grin. Too funny, Lark. You didn't have to give it to me right away. Rain blushed and accepted the jacket. They stared at each other, unsure of what to say. They knew goodbye was not an option.
Well, I guess I should be...
Lark tentatively began, hoping Rain would ask her to stay, and was interrupted by Rain. Would you like to stay? We could go out for dinner or something. Rain nervously asked, hoping she would accept the offer. Lark's heart raced, and she smiled giddily.
On one condition,
she flirtatiously asked. Ooh, conditions. I think I might like this. Okay. What is the condition? Rain playfully asked and grinned.
That you take me for a ride on your motorcycle,
Lark asked with a wide smile. You got it, Rain agreed with a laugh.
Fantastic,
Lark exclaimed enthusiastically and turned to Elaine.
Can you send the limo back for me later?
Lark, I could give you a ride home, Rain offered, smiling. Lark's heart skipped a beat, and she winked at Elaine before turning to Rain.
Thank you very much. I'll accept the offer.
Lark grinned and turned back to Elaine, leaning closer to her.
Beat it, babe,
she commented with a giggle, joined by Elaine. You two have fun and try to be home early, dear. I don't want you trapezing all over town with some leather-clad motorcycle-driving woman all night, teasingly responded, as Lark blushed, embarrassed by the comment. She's safe with me, I promise. Rain smiled and took Lark's hand in her own, moving her away from the door. She closed the door and both women waved as the limo pulled away. Now it's my turn to show you a good time. Rain flirtatiously grinned and held Lark's hand, leading her towards the villa. To be continued.
Well, that concludes Chapter 4 of Provenance by Debbie Bathurst, also known as Cruise. I hope everyone's enjoying the series so far, and we will continue on with the story on our next episode. So until the next episode, take care, enjoy life and love. Stay. Bye-bye.
Forever who you are. Don't change a thing. Because you're perfect. You sway gently in the breeze. In between my dreams, it kinda makes me nervous. Your storm is lightning striking down. Strike me once, would still be